GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. A day late, but not a dollar short. GR Tech Advisor on Energy, Jim Labreck, CMS. Remember yesterday, he didn't dial in and we were ready to call Dirigo Search and Rescue to see where he was.
Jim, I'd be happy to send you an alarm clock if you need one.
Well, you know what, George? I think I did pretty good in 12 years. I missed this, and my phone evidently locked up when I was getting out at 11:30 at night, getting out of the car and talking to somebody, and I lost him. And I thought, well, I lost my Bluetooth, and then I just went to bed, and then at 12:30, and then, geez, I woke up. And it was light out, and I said, what time is it? And I look at my clock, said my phone said 1:22, and I thought I slept right through a whole morning. And then I look, no, it's not dark and light enough outside.
Look, Rip Van Winkle, we're glad to have you back. We got to dig into this. Last time you were on with us, a couple times before, you talked to us about this refrigerants bill. Now, refrigerants, that is your bailiwick. This is your corner. And when Augusta is talking about tinkering with refrigerants, what grocery stores are using to keep the cool stuff cool so we can buy it and it's fresh, alarms probably go off for you. And you told us that if this refrigerants bill goes through, we could be paying more for groceries. What's the latest on this refrigerants bill, Jim?
Yeah, the refrigerant bill started really back in the 80s. Remember when there was a hole in the ozone, that refrigerants coming out of hairspray cans and car air conditioners and refrigeration systems and so forth, CFCs, chlorofluorocarbons. And chemical was eating up the ozone. One single CFC molecule would eat up over 100,000 ozone molecules when it finally made it up to the ozone layer. It was very destructive. And the issue with that was that it was so cheap. These refrigerants were so cheap to manufacture that way up in Aroostook County, for instance, they used to, the potato french fry manufacturers used to just buy it by the train loads. You know, the great big tanker trains that you see them haul oil and stuff with? They would buy those by the train loads, just run it through these conveyor belts to freeze french fries, let all of that stuff evaporate by the train loads up into the air. And one molecule of that would eat up over 100,000 ozone molecules. So it was a real problem. So what they did was they banned the CFCs and they come up with a new chemical. Now the new chemical they find is destroying, is adding so much CO2 equivalency to our atmosphere. They're called super pollutants. 1 pound, you know, like a Coke bottle, 16 ounce, 1 pound of these new super pollutant refrigerant chemicals is equal to 4,000 pounds of CO2. So when you have a supermarket that leaks out 1,000 pounds of that, you know, you get yourself equivalent 4 million pounds of CO2 put into the atmosphere. So Governor Mills is put in a bill, LD 226, that she wants to ban these chemicals. Well, I agree with LD 226 that something has to be done. I'm in favor of the intent, but not the direction they're going. You just can't keep changing chemicals and have the new chemicals leak out again out of the same holes and cause a new environmental problem. You got to fix the holes. And if you fix the holes, then it doesn't matter what you use for chemicals. If they don't leak out, they aren't going to cause a problem.
Well, let us get in a couple of questions here with Jim Labreck, CMS, our tech advisor on energy on this refrigerants bill. Jim, you're up against the governor of the state of Maine.
Well, no, I don't think I'm up against her. I said I'm in favor of the intent, but I think she has to learn about what the true solutions are. You know, if you had poor quality tires and you used to fill them with nitrogen and then you finally said, hey, wait a minute here, we're going through a lot of nitrogen, it's costing a lot. I think we have to change to air. Well, you know what? The problem is not air or nitrogen. The problem is the damn tires are leaking. Fix the leaks, man. And that's what I'm trying to direct them to instead of just banning more chemicals putting in new chemicals? What are the consequences when you put in millions of metric tons of new chemicals that leak through the holes with these new chemicals? You know, we didn't know what the first round of chemicals were going to cause for harm. We didn't know until now what the second round of chemicals, after we spent billions of dollars across the country. And I'll tell you, the chemical companies have no interest at all in fixing the leaks, because the more leaks they have, the more profitability they have.
Well, let us ask you a bottom of the profit and loss statement question. What's going to cost more for Maine? Getting the holes fixed, or switching to some other chemical?
Getting the holes fixed. And my bill says that we should tax the, and listen to this, me saying we should tax the chemical based on its environmental impact of CO2, equivalent to that what electric plants have. That way there, what it does, it depresses the amount of gouging the chemical companies can do, because they're just going to take as much as they can right off the top. They're going to get every maximum penny of profit they can. But if there was a tax on that, that would depress them. Secondly, by raising that cost, then people invest in fixing the leaks instead of buying more cheaper chemicals all the time.
Hang on a second, George. Did I just hear Jim LeBrec suggest that we do something like a regional greenhouse gas initiative against the producers of chemicals?
Jim has gone left suddenly.
My headphones, maybe they're...
Jim took a left-hand turn here.
Who is this on the phone?
Yeah, this is Jim. But the money that they collect on that goes back into the industry to reduce leaks. That's what the whole idea is.
Okay, can you trust the industry that if you give them this money back, this tax money back, that they'll actually plug the holes?
Well, that depends on how good the legislation is, and that's something I'll work on. I just sent the committee, the Environmental and Natural Resource Committee, an example of how Energy Star was a major failure, simply because it was hastily done through the legislative process, and that had all its own holes. And you heard about, you know, Energy Star was such a fraud that the government was doing an investigation on them, and they got put through a gas-powered alarm clock, got an Energy Star rating, which was just a bogus thing. All kinds of bogus stuff was going through because of the way regulations were written. So I say that, and I said into a letter to the chairman of the committee yesterday, Representative Tucker, who has done a wonderful job so far of slowing this down and trying to get more information. And I said, we have to do this right. We just can't. Can we afford to spend billions of dollars again to do it wrong and then create, again, new environmental or personal injury problems again? A lot of new chemicals you want to put in are very flammable. So if you have all these leaks and now you put out flammable chemicals in buildings, you're going to have some new problems and some new safety issues.
Jim, a listener has a question about this. If the local grocery stores have to switch over to whatever Mills Bill suggests, is that going to be a cost that they are going to then pass along? Are George and I going to have to pay more for our fresh produce that's stored in some sort of refrigerated container inside the grocery store because they've been forced to change the way they do business by Augusta?
Yeah, if done right, it should cost less. If they build systems with quality in the front end, then they don't have this problem. It goes away, and they don't have to spend billions to the chemical companies that they get from all of the consumers, by the way. You know, and so that's the issue. That's where we have to go to. Quality systems is where you're going to fix the problem, not just keep replacing one chemical for another chemical that leaks out of the same holes. That's too costly in more ways than one.
Okay, well, what are the odds they're going to do this, in your words? We're going to use the GHRT air quotes here. What's the odds they're going to do this right?
I'm working on it real hard. I'm trying to convince that Energy Natural Resource Committee to lead the nation instead of hopping on a compact act with all these other states to just do the same old, and that is ban these chemicals. I want them to fix the holes so that way they're what we can use any kind of chemicals. If they don't leak, they don't cause a problem. Now, let me ask you something. George and Rick, how many times in your life have you had to have a refrigerator man come to your house to put refrigerant in your refrigerator?
Never.
Once.
Never. Once?
I had once.
I had it in my car, yes.
Yeah, but my refrigerator once.
That was
once.
A separate thing.
That was my fault because I tried to...
You tried to fix something, Rick, and you screwed it up.
I punctured the line by trying to chip away the ice out of the ice. That's when I was young and foolish.
So now your car air conditioner, people have to have those charged all the time. Why is that? It's a difference in quality. What happens is that it's an economic marketing issue. A refrigerator, if you had too many leaks in your refrigerator, like your car air conditioner, you would say, hell, for $400, I'm going to buy a new refrigerator. I'm not going to keep hiring a guy at $300 to come put more refrigerant in. But with an automobile, you can't strand an automobile because you don't want to pay a couple $100 or a few $100 to fix your air conditioner every year. You know, so it's a difference in economics. So what happens is that the standard, the quality for the refrigerator industry is substantially higher than the quality of the car air conditioner. And they can both be of equal quality, but unless there's a law that says you have to improve that quality and stop those leaks, your car air conditioner is going to keep leaking out the new chemicals coming down the road, and that's what my argument is.
Okay, at least, Jim, you've at least won a battle, if we're reading this correctly, because they just didn't push this thing through. They're taking a step back to take a look at some of what you've shared before they make a decision?
Yes, I was the only one opposing this bill. All the environmental groups and the industry, of course, the chemical industries are all for it, and I explained to them, of course, the chemical industry is for it. They sell these chemicals by the billions of metric tons, and it isn't to do the original charge-on system. This is to continue selling chemicals that keep leaking out of the system. If you stop those chemicals from leaking, then you got billions in sales that are going to be reduced to these chemical companies. And I want that money to be put into the quality of the system installations and manufacturing of systems and servicing of systems instead of in the pockets of the chemical companies. They'll keep playing this game. In 3 years from now, they'll be glad to say, hey, well, that's got a problem. They get big tax benefits and grants and everything to develop the next new chemical. And we're taking it up the nose. So these billions of dollars are coming out of the consumers' pockets here right now. And I want it to not go to the chemical companies, but I want it to go against the chemical companies, fix the leaks, and Maine to be the leader on that.
Okay. Final question. Was there really a gas-powered alarm clock? And do we need to get you one so you don't sleep through another one of your appearances on our show?
Yeah, well, don't get that one because it was as fake as the Energy Star program was at the time.
Jim LeBrecq, CMS, our tech advisor on energy. Keep an eye on this chemical bill, which you say is really a technical problem and a chemical problem, and keep us up to date on this, okay? We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thank you.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.